Tukwante mke mtu eshe suka pepe mtelalila.
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue with our study on the book of Titus.
Bishana kwa Yesu Kristu, tutakukanyapo kusoma ibuku ya Tito.
Now we come to chapter 3.
Nomba twaisa kuchipandwa cha lenga kutatu.
Here it talks about, you know, how to do good.
Apaile and powerful kwa cha chisuma.
What one of the requirements for doing good is that we must be willing to submit to authorities.
Chintu chmo chocho kwa chmo kwa chisuma cha kutati kwa baba kuna kila.
Submit to the law of the land.
Unakila kumafunde ya kialo.
More importantly, we submit to the authority of God.
Na kuchila po fie kutungulushi wa kwa lesa.
Now you can imagine if someone is to rebel against authority.
Ngechabu tonto jangeche, tonto kaya mchabu tatingo mundu, uti awa ni chisangu kana ngasangu kila intungulushi.
In many cases, if not all, yeah, we find that what? It generates a very negative impact.
Which later chintu chivinga nanshe. Nanguluweshe numa.
Just like people who are not happy with the ruling of the government or with the law passed by the government, many people always take to the street in protest against what has been passed.
Pamonge fyo bantu wenda uchuchita mchikaunda chuta ngombe baya mumisebo vale vatampo kusangukira wakamfulumende mkulanda pafyo vale lande vale che wakamfulumende itaiweme wachite kufia fine ate chuchicha wachisuma yo.
So as long as, you know, whatever law is passed in the land, and so far as it does not go against our religion or our faith, we must not oppose.
If we don't see a pelwa, we can flumende. Ngatari kumene kufyo twa ishiba, nangafutwa eluga, nangafutwa chitikele chesu.
So we find that this idea is repeated in many of the epistles.
Can you
give me an example? We did Romans, right? Romans chapter 13 we turn to Romans chapter 13.
Tumone vena Roma chapter 13.
Is it chapter 13? Yes, verse 1 onwards.
Verse 1 okutwalirira.
Again, we are told to subject to the governing authorities.
Twababa kunakira kuntungulushi na kukamfulumende.
In fact, this is very essential a Christian.
Because
the earthly rulers are also appointed by God.
If you turn to 1
Peter, chapter
2, is it? Chapter 2.
Verse 13. Again, here we are told that we must submit ourselves to every ordinance of man.
What about verse 13?
Can you find one in either 1st or 2nd Timothy?
Mukalacha yantansha kwa Timothy na nguya vuilia kwa Timothy mwa opa falela ndwa mashuya moyene.
I think there's one, is it?
Ufe pava pamo pale mbwefyo. Ni pesa po chale mbwe cha kunakira wakamfulumende.
Uh, chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Yes, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
2 verse 4. Stay 4 verse 4.
4 verse?
4 verse 4. No? 2 verse 2, isn't it?
Chapter 2, verse 2.
That's praying for
them. Yeah? Okay. Yes, Suma. See you.
Now, we come back to Titus, chapter 2.
Well, three. Tito chapter 3.
So to do good work, we must not speak evil of others. I think this is so essential.
It's church kankala.
Like what we said before, we can be wrong by others. We may be misunderstood. In a more serious situation, we can be falsely accused. But we must not be ready not to speak ill of anyone. We must be very peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. You know, some people only show humility to the king. Or those who are more superior to them. But what about those who are below? So, if you say showing all humility to all men means what? By so doing, we are able to do good works. Now, verse 3. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another.
Bantu naifwebe nekale twali aba tumpa, aba uchindomfwa, aba luba, aba tekuogusha, kufyaru mkumbwa nefya kwangala, fya misango misango, twa vai kala na mububi mukalumwa.
This is the contents of our past life. Basically, what? We were doing the works of the flesh. We were still very much under the law then. Now Christ has saved us and given us the grace. For someone who has received the grace of God, he or she should be able to, we say, and the next, give forth the goodness of God.
Afuire apela ubusuma bwa kwalesa. Nango alango ubusuma bwa kwalesa.
For someone who is under grace,
munduri mukusana minwa,
he should be able to and the next what? The goodness of God.
Afuire kwa muri wen mwa ni tuntuko ya ubusuma bwa kwalesa.
Just like when Christ came to the world, he showed us kindness and love by saving us from sin. That's why in verse 5 it says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us.
Mukusamba kwa kufyalwa libiri nokulengwa chipya chipya kumupashi wa mushilo.
Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
Kulengwa chipya chipya kumupashi wa mshilo.
So you find that, yeah, this is how Christ has come to save.
Efyo Kristo aisha mukutusha.
Again, we find that these two elements are critically essential.
We are
not saved by our own merits.
We are
saved through the grace of God. That is by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Now, here he says, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. So this Spirit is poured on us through Jesus Christ. Meaning that if we are not in Christ Jesus, or if we have not heard about Christ, if we have not received His word, we shall not be given this Spirit. So this is the grace of God.
Yeah?
Now, if you look at verse 7, here it talks about justification by His grace. So we said we justify by faith. According to Paul here, we also justify by his grace. To me, they are one and the same thing. But where does this happen? When we receive water baptism. If we have already explained this, because of his grace, we become children according to the hope of eternal life. Now we can see how much God has done for us. Therefore, in our life, we need to do good works. So we must maintain good works. Not only to maintain, we must be very careful to maintain. We find that we are given this capacity and strength to do it. So therefore we must do good
work.
These good works are what? Profitable to all men.
So
you find that, yeah, the sacrifice of Christ is directly connected to our strength or power to do good work.
Number ya kwa Yesu Kristu ya baile alundwa kuduba ifwe mukuchitira mirimo isuma.
It is by his death that we are ushered into him.
Nupija mufwa ya kwa umotwa lengwa ukuba muli wene.
According to Ephesians, we are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus.
Ulingana wena fiso tuli haba bumfewa na kwa muli Kristu Yesu.
We are created in Christ but to do good work, which Christ had prepared us to walk in them.
Twa lengwa aba pia muri Yesu Kristo kawe mchechekela Yesu Kristo kuche muri mosuma kulingana efyo atupekanisha Yesu Kristo. Yesu Kristo
to do good work is the will of God.
Ukuche muri mosuma mufwe wa kwa Alesa.
The ability to do good work is given by God.
Kaidi amakaya kuche muri mosuma pelwa na Alesa.
Alright, so everything is done through Christ. Now, verse 9 to 11. Here we are told to avoid a foolish dispute. Foolish dispute. For they are unprofitable and useless. Yeah.
Again, here
we find that this is been mentioned so many times, especially in the 1st and 2nd Timothy.
Chapter 1 of Titus. Tito.
Verse 14. Not giving heed to Jewish fable and commandments of men who turn from the truth.
Abashangwa milumbe yaba yoda namafunde yabantu aba futuka kuchine.
We turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. We read verse 14.
Verse 23.
Avoid foolish disputes. So you know that's why in the church we must at all costs avoid this. There are many other examples in 1 Timothy which I have mentioned many times
already.
Now Titus chapter 3.
Chapter 3, 10-11 talk about how
to deal with a divisive man. Obviously, first, the church must admonish this person. According to Paul, after the first and second admonition, then this person should be rejected if he chooses not to turn. It is pointless to continue what? Further admonition. Because such a person will not listen. Because he has been wrapped up in sin. Paul says that being self-condemned. How is it that a baptized person can turn into such a adopt such a personality?
So
it goes to show that these good virtues or good character, good nature can be easily spoiled.
Now
we look at verse 12 to verse 14.
Verse 14.
When I sent Artemis to you, or Tychicus, the diligence to come to me and Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there.
Erion katuma atema kuri iwe atemwa tukike kalakashoche kwiso kuri ine na kunikopoli pantu eko na pingulo kwikala.
So you find that again here Paul was sending greetings, asking this worker to come or sending another worker to go another place.
And
in verse 14, again, he reminded that the believers, or Titus in particular, to maintain good works. So to instruct the believers not to be unfruitful. Again, we find that doing good work is so essential in the community of faith.
And
now, finally, verse 15. So everyone greets Timothy. Titus. So Paul also asks Titus to greet all those who love them in the faith.
Na Paulo nao aipisha Tito kutati hapo shivonse hawa mulukuta vachitekelo.
Grace be with you. Amen.
Ukusalimina kube na imwe vonse. Amen.
So roughly this is the book of chapter, this is the book of Titus.
Alamu. Mwe ili ifi ya ba pamu riashi ya mwe vukulia. Tito.
I skipped some of the verses because we have discussed them together with 1 Timothy before.
Now,
we know that Paul here actually gave instruction to Timothy and Titus to set up a proper order in the church.
Paulo vele na Tito na Timote kupanga mutanti usuma ufile wako akonkwa mulukuta.
For a church to function, we need what? Good workers.
Wakula tulukuta luombe wino tufile tuwakwate hawa wumfi hawa suma.
That's why, obviously, in terms of selecting workers, we have to be very careful.
Pakumpanjita ya kusala hawa wumfi mkatika lukuta tufile tuwabawa chenjela.
We do our best to choose. But there is no guarantee that a good worker will not turn evil later on in his life or in his work for God. But there are many examples in the Bible which tell us that what? Good workers, you know, have turned evil. For example, some of the kings that were good initially and they turned wicked later on.
Among
even Demas, yesterday we studied. He was a worker before, and then for some reason, because he loved the world, and therefore what? Forsook
God.
Even one of the disciples of Christ, so we can only do our best, but there's no guarantee that the workers chosen will remain good forever. On the contrary, we see that some workers initially were not so good. They became very good later on, like John Mark. So I think the important lesson is that, you know, not only we choose good workers, workers must learn to maintain what? A heart of integrity before God. So to allow a church to function properly, you know, clear guidelines must be given. The guideline here is not just about administrative work. The guideline here is about quality or the virtues of a sound church. So in order to put that in place, the workers themselves must become a pattern of good works. We find that this has been the practice of the apostolic church. Paul, together with other workers, were courageous to tell the church that, you know, to follow the patterns that they have shown.
Nao Paulo na babu mfibambi baadi pantanshi mkulanga ifyo babu mfibambi babu mfibafuileba chita mulimo usuma.
Meaning that workers must
kukila ababa mfi bafile batungululane babecha kumwenako.
The life must be a living example to the church.
Weka shuwabo na ngumiendele shawe mchile yabo ifile yabacha kumwenako kulukuta.
So whatever they said, whatever they do,
chosecho basusa no kuchita,
even their interactions within the community of
Netu balela shanya na bantu mukatika lukuta mulia,
must reflect this pattern of good works.
Chifile chalanga emirimo isuma.
So we find that the foundation, the basis of this pattern of good works is what we call this virtues of God. Such as gentleness, kindness, long suffering, you name it, so on and so
forth.
You know, one of the difficulties in keeping the church in good condition.
Chintu chimocha chupa mukubika rukutia kwa tichiwe yu afumaluka.
Is about what? The infiltration of, or the incursion of heresy into the church.
Mukuingishamo, pia busambishi, ifishiene.
This is the greatest problem of all time.
We
see this in 1 Timothy.
From the
very beginning, Paul urged Timothy to charge these people not to preach another gospel.
Paulo achichishe rukuta kutila te bafuile vavavantu abachenjela.
And also, I think in chapter 4, the same thing is repeated.
Kind of chapter 4,
about the great apostasy, how people try to twist the word of God. And so the same is mentioned in 2 Timothy. How people has sneak into the church. Trying to take captive of those who are loaded with sin.
And
so we know that at the end time, right before the second coming of Christ, man's inclination is always towards evil. They could no longer endure the sound doctrine. As a result, they always keep up a lot of teachers for themselves. So we also see the same mentioned in Titus. Those who preach another gospel have turned the faith or destroy the faith of the listeners. So as a worker, we have the duty to shut their mouth. How can we do that? We must have a pattern of good works. We must know the word of God. Faithful to the words that we hold, and then we shall be able to speak with authority and power. So this is roughly 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus.
Any
point you want to add on? Brother, anything you want to share?
I mean, if you want to put too much from Lande
from the book. Yes, I confess.
London, Pochimo.
I think from the book of Titus.
From the book of Tito.
Speaks quite a number of verses talking about one full God.
Not Monapoma, very Shemoya, Leland, Pomuland, while they suffer Mompon.
So from Titus chapter 1, verse 3.
Muna moyo chito chapter 1 verse 3.
Let
us start
chapter 2 verse 13.
Okay, chito chapter 2 verse 13.
Talks about the one true God Jesus.
Lelanda pale satyo mumpo Yesu Kristo.
Titus 3 verse 4.
That Tito chapter 3 verse 4
talks about the one thing of Jesus, our God and our Savior.
Lesaumo Yesu Kristu
Kusuesu. Titus 3 verse 6.
Na Tito chapter 3 verse 6
talks about the one true God.
Ilelanda pale sape umu wa chine.
But this have read the gospel in Titus.
Anishinisa mbira po chimo mufuma mui buku ya Tito.
The concept of God in Titus.
Muri dia nuri ya lesa muri tito. Bate.
Okay.
Jesuma. Nga pimbi. Nangu bambewe nga fwaya kulunda po.
Ewa.
Ule use alande po.
So you are free to ask questions.
Kwa muri avantu mwa ukwi pchame pisho. You have a dungwa.
You can even ask questions on Romans and Galatians.
Utuma ipisha name pso mufuma mui kukuyawa na Roma. Ipefina mwe na Galatia kutuma ipisha nga palipa mo. Apo mule piti nkana na nguta maumfile wino kutuma ipisha.
So this time we have studied 5 books.
Apa tuwa soma ama buku. Yes, I know.
You gave on the map for the direction of the church.
Direction
on the map, not to call in the scripture. There was a time when you were teaching, you stood and then you started showing us here. So that part, I wish you repeat it for me. Repeat.
When I fire kulondola, bafyo ichuluku chalwa indele.
Please verse final,
Antioch.
Oh, I found it.
This is here.
So the two Antiochs.
But the Antioch Babylon apa?
This one is Antioch.
Seleucia,
Antioch.
Antioch of Seleucia, yes.
And then this one is Pisidian Antioch.
Antioch of Pisidia.
Which page? No page.
You know, page.
Look at the missionary journey of Pope.
Mwene, kwenye kwa Paulo, the second course, kwenye kwa Paulo, kwa kuwa kwa kwa kubiri.
The other day we talk about our brother raised the question on Isaiah
49. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 12.
So I return to chapter 49 again.
Isaiah chapter 49.
We know that this chapter, from the very beginning, is talking about Jesus.
Chapter
Obviously here it talks about how Jesus has
49.
Yes.
12.
It talks about Christ, yeah? But our focus is not on Jesus. The question raises on verse 12. It talks about those who come from afar. There are two groups of people here. The first is given directions. They are from the north and from the west. Now, obviously, with Jerusalem as the center. Jerusalem is like the coordinating center.
Jerusalem
when you study the book of
Acts,
like we find that what? Jerusalem sent workers to Samaria.
Jerusalem
also sent workers to Antioch. Because the gospel began from Jerusalem.
It's
from the second group of people.
The
four corners of the world is not mentioned.
Yes. It's
only mentioned the name of a place.
It's
called Sinim. If you trace the root words, the root of this word, people said, especially theologians, they said there are two places or two names that have this root word. One is in the southern part of Egypt. A city in the southern part of Egypt. The second is the name given to Qin dynasty. It's no point for us to just say, oh, this refers to a certain place or whatever. But the important thing is we first need to look at, does this passage talk about the church? We mentioned verse 10 before. This is used in what? Revelations chapter 7. The 144,000 who has come out from the Great Tribulation. So quite clearly for us to say that this refers to the church, obviously is acceptable. If this is the church, it goes to show that there are only two periods of time in which God will reveal His church. Now, if you look at verse 12 again, he said this from the north and the west. If you look at the progressions of the gospel in the time of the apostles, they moved from Jerusalem because Jesus said the preaching should begin from Jerusalem to Samaria and to the end of the world. Isn't
that
so?
We
find
that
quite clearly. The recorded Acts actually what? Portray that line. Samaria is the northern part of, is north to Jerusalem, is it? And Antioch is even what? Further north to? If you read the chapter 13 of Acts of the Apostles,
mwaveka bwino bwino chapter 13 milimo yabatumwa
as far as the Gentile world is concerned
pakulingana vyo bena vyalo bali
the sending out of workers to reach to this Gentile world is from Antioch
okutumwa kwa babonfi kuya shimikina mbira asuma kuba na vyalo yatine kumwa Antioch
in chapter 13 we see that Barnabas and what Paul,
Saul, is it? Antioch, it was one of Barnabas and Paulo, who it was Saul, Sauli.
They were picked to do the work.
Basalilwe kuya vilembila na kushimikila.
So if you look at the map, you find that all the journey is towards the west.
Ngamalolesha pa map yonsile ya kuka kumasamba.
It's around the Mediterranean area.
Ile panche ndele ya kuka Mediterranean Sea.
So the end of the world at that time is Spain.
Kashi impeya chalo paide nshita ni Spain.
Which Paul has reached.
Oko Paulo afikile.
This is the completion of the gospel in the time of the apostles.
Ekwa pelele mulimo wapira suma munshita ya watumwa.
Now when you look at the second group.
Kani tuwa muna pagumbari ya kubili.
We ask ourselves this question.
Tuwe pishafwewe neri kusheri.
If you say there is a church from Egypt.
Nga pari ulu kutamu Egypt.
Does the church from Egypt have the Holy Spirit?
She ulu kutamu ulu imu Egypt. Jila ukatampashu wa mshiromwa.
You get what I'm saying?
Na mfrendela anda.
Now if you say there is a church from China.
Nga pari ulu kutamu fuminu ku China.
Does the church have the Holy Spirit?
So
only you look at the location. The important thing is the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit that built up the church. Is it not so?
But
you can have a direction say, or someone tell you, oh, this chain is in America. Have you found a church which originated from America that forgives sin?
No.
So this is the work of God, isn't it? It's from sinning. From the east. What we have discussed. And then the church moves west. You find that the second time when the Spirit comes. We find that the scope of the work of evangelism is much, much wider than that of the time, than that in the time of the apostles.
Because
we have read in Luke, isn't it? Jesus said, you know, people from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south, and gather in my kingdom, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out.
Yes, what did I say? Abantu wakafuma kutupinda tuonse tune twachalo na abantu wamufumubu wakafutanchuamo.
Meaning that the Jewish people, because they rejected the gospel, and as a result, they also will be rejected by God.
Amulandu wakutira ati vayuda vadike nimbila nsuma na bobaka kanwa kuri lesa na lesa.
But we find that right before the complete realization of the kingdom of God, people will come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south.
My wife would like to ask, he asked a question coming from the book of 1 Timothy.
Chapter 2, verse 11 to 12.
St. Paul is saying he's not allowing women to speak in the church. We find that in Titus.
Tito alela ndokwebati. Namayo don't look over
that the woman should not be a drunkard. Be a lady or a woman who is doing the work of the Lord. How can we reconcile this? This way, the other side, Paul is saying, no, then Titus, he says, so.
Titus says, older women should be teachers of good things.
Titus atila muntu mukalamba na nambaye mukalamba kwile aba muntu wa kusambisha ifintu ifisuma.
Titus chapter 2,
Tumwele mutito chapter 2.
Verse 3,
kufi nabate.
Here is like Paul encourages an older woman to teach.
Apaile tuwewe Paulo.
The last part is saying teachers of good things. Now we come back to 1 Timothy. I think the other day we already explained this,
yeah?
If you look at verse 12 very carefully, he said, I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. There is a problem there. There was a problem.
Namayo kuba nintungulo shina kuba pamaka pamwaume.
To have authority over men.
Kukwata pamaka pamwaume.
But that was an issue there, isn't it?
Zile mwaka pari po wafia.
Obviously, you know, that happened in the church of what? In the church at Ephesus.
Ephesus. Why mwari wafia mkachikaru kutakamu Ephesus. Kamu Ephesus.
So very likely the women want to have authority over men by teaching them. For that reason, Paul said, no, women cannot teach. He's not saying that in general, a sister cannot teach.
Namayo tafuira sambilisha iyo wa tefe chiri.
I remember giving this example.
Na pera tafu mwena kwa ichi.
I said, you know, in a church, during a service session, sometimes we find that brothers and sisters, they sit together. Let's say in a church. Every time when they are sitting together, they become very distracting. They are doing things that they are not supposed to do. So when I go there, I'll tell them, from now on, all of you cannot sit together. The brother must sit on the left and the sister must sit on the right. Does it apply to all churches? No. You get what I'm saying? So Paul here was addressing a specific issue. Because the woman there at Ephesus wanted to rule over men.
And
that's what Paul said, basically, this is a lesson of humility.
Yes.
When we look at his answer, he's referring again to, let's say, God's ordinance of his creation, God's creation, where it says, for Adam was formed, then Eve.
No, I think it refers to the ruling part, yeah? Because he said, teach or rule.
Sambisha nangu kutungulula.
If you read verse 2, is it?
Verse 12.
To have authority over a man,
The
main issue is woman wants to have authority over men. That's why the order of creation is mentioned. If I'm a sister, I never have the intention of ruling over my husband, for example. Surely I'm allowed to do this. You need to understand teaching is not about ruling. Teaching is about building up the faith of others. When Paul equated teachings to ruling, it means that there must be an issue there. The women want to rule over men. This is against the creation order.
That's why
Paul said, no,
it's not
like telling them that you need to be humble now. You see, the problem is we always focus on teaching, we forget about the ruling
thing.
Because to some women, teaching is like a form of authority, isn't it? Now you men have to listen to me. I'm ruling over
you.
No, it's not assumption. Because Paul said, had authority over men. It's not based on my assumption, it's based on what is given, the fact given in the Bible.
Is that?
Yes. I hardly use assumption. Otherwise, Paul is guilty of contradicting himself. Because in Titus chapter 2, he said older women should be teachers of
all.
Yeah, but again, when I look at that scripture where it says all the women must be teachers of righteousness, or what things, I'm looking at that all the women must now teach younger women in the ways of the Lord.
Okay, can a sister teach younger men? Can a sister teach his grown-up children?
Yes.
Can
a mother teach his son?
Okay, let me just, before he comes in, let me bring this now. I'm looking at what Paul said here, where he said, for Adam was thirsty. For Adam was formed first, now, maybe I should explain on these two lines. How then would we call this question to say, here a woman is trying to exercise authority over him? You said it's not when she's teaching. I think I remember you said it's not when she's, like, say, she's a
then how would we define it really, that it would be easy for us to understand? For us to understand.
Vanhu vanotera pamulando wekupitingana uripo pakati kautomurushwa vanamayo muri kuta kutati vanamayo takuve vachiungurura uri kuta iyo gavira apa Paulo anelanda ati awe kuri vapyunga gavira Timoti atira ati awo yo muntu namayo takuve apa wako wakusambirisha nangokwata maka umaume muri kuta iyo
I will touch on the specific first. What is the relationship between Adam and Eve? So what is the duty of the wife? Submit to the husband. So can the wife be ruling over the husband? That's the idea. That's what Adam and Eve
did.
You remember the other day I also asked? Did every sister in those days have a husband? No, because in Corinthians, Paul says, go back and ask your husband.
But Paul said,
women must keep silent in the church. So the first question I ask is, did every woman in the church of Corinth have a husband? Because Paul also talked about celibacy, women who did not get married. Talk about widows. To whom? Who do you think they should ask? So referring to a specific group of people. I also mentioned the example of Aquila and Priscilla. All the time it's the wife who is mentioned first. It's like the wife is a preacher. Is it ready? Brother.
I don't know who will define who will say is the messenger. Because the way the messenger, we found it translates the apostle. Apostle is a messenger.
But which one are you talking about? I'm a bit confused. Which one?
We are still talking on this issue. Being leaders in the church and I'm looking at the pattern of Jesus Christ himself. Because we see in scripture that after he prayed the whole night, we see that in the Bible that he had to choose amongst the disciples. I see again, and I can see that among the disciples' women also were
there.
Jesus himself began to choose the 12.
Yes, umuyatampele kusala ababan.
In this pattern, he even changes the name from disciple to apostle, meaning a messenger. To my context is that these are the people who are commissioned now to go. Even then, the group of disciples.
Action. What has happened?
I'm spreading.
Oh, sorry. Then we will continue. So that is where I was looking at. I was Why didn't he choose
Mr. Salire,
a woman to be an apostle, has a pattern which should be consistent from
because people also the
stick with that.
Okay,
I think it's very simple, yeah. But it just happened that God, I mean Jesus, chosen the 12 apostles. Like what I said, Aquila, Priscilla. They were with Paul and preaching together with
Paul.
So, you know, if that is the pattern, you know, only male can do the work. Why did Paul allow Aquila and Priscilla to do the work? Has he gone against the principle of Jesus? When we talk about choosing, we're talking about the quality of the person. It's not gender. The Bible never discriminates. That's why with reference to what we have said. Even in the Old Testament scriptures, there were great women. Just like the mother. In the book of Proverbs, Why focus on gender?
Does
the Bible clearly tell us that women should not be chosen, they will not do
it?
But there were examples in the Bible which tells us that female. Were good preachers as well. It's not an issue of attention. The issue
should not be on gender.
You know the four daughters of Philip? They were prophetesses. No, need a prophesy, they teach. What does a prophecy mean?
Yes,
preach and teach.
All of them
prophetesses.
Again, I want you to clarify on the authority and responsibility.
And if we memorandum of faithful, Pamland one chito, Karina Maka and Aguinsambo.
Because we see you explaining that where a woman should be silent is to the married one.
Okay,
can I ask you a question?
Let's
say you now, a man, okay? You are teaching the church. Is that your responsibility?
It is, isn't
it? You are to teach, isn't
it?
Does that come with authority? Authority to do what? To make clear the word of God. To bring the word of God to light,
right?
Now, in the case of what Paul is saying about the women, the authority is not to bring out the what? The teachings of Christ clearly. To rule over
them.
Different kind of authority.
You
understand what I'm saying?
So
today I'm going to teach, I'm a woman. I said to my husband, from now on, I'm not going to listen to you because I've been given authority. This is wrong.
chibi.
That's what will stop them.
But Paulo chua abalisi shati yo.
No, it's not talking about gender. No.
Paulo tare lati pumulandua uwa na kesi nangumu aume yo.
It's true, but you can see in the home for us, for example, workers. I shouldn't be called and respected as a pastor outside. Even my wife, she knows that I am the husband. She should also see that this person is a man of God.
No, mkashuwandi nao afuya amona ukutia tuyu mtu muwa mfuwa kwa lesa.
And I need to, as the Bible says, touch not the anointed. So I need to give this
also.
So I shift this story to a woman now who is now
husband,
who is not appointed.
That's why the problem lies. Is it also? But in the true Jesus Church,
TJC,
obviously we prefer to choose brothers because it's more convenient. If a sister wants to get married, she has children, how is she going to travel? I mean,
and to come in TJC, to a salava or memakamaka, and to banamayo, yoba wakava kotinavan.
But in the True Jesus Church, there are also female preachers who are not married. You know, to guide the middle age, including middle aged men. But when they return home, all these deaconesses are good wives. So what is the problem?
Is she not going
to demand that, but you need to know that
But we have not chosen one.
And I don't think they want to be.
You know the term elder means an overseer. You look after the church.
Yeah.
And the initial idea for a deacon is a servant. You serve.
Lelo, dikoni, tuyo umusha upyungira katika lukuta, mubomfi.
That's there. According to this
belief, but the duties of the
elder
and the deacon, they are similar. Elder and deacon,
now, if it's like that, whereby a woman is qualified to the pastor, but cannot be. I'm not against, but I just want clarification.
Shirelanda kutati nika na chichitukwa chibepo awe.
What is the difference between the duties of a pastor and the elder?
Mwenoko nga chitonshiripo ya kwa kangalila na kapyunga.
Okay, I'll give you a very simple example.
Okay.
That's why I said in the true Jesus church, we do not spend too much time on this.
If we
I'm a preacher. Does it mean that I'm disqualified from raising your hand? By right, this should be the job of a deacon. If the elder here doesn't mean that he obviously got away for food to come.
The elder for put to baba banga. He got something to do.
We don't do this. That's why I said, we have been thinking about this.
Right? To have failure on separate.
I even raised this issue before.
Why don't
we spend a bit of time to talk about how we can be a slave? Obviously, there is a distinction between an elder and a deacon. I think when you read through the two sets of guidelines given in Timothy,
I said, I just want to correct a question to make me clear the distinction, the difference between the elder and the pastor. The reason why I've brought this in is because a woman is being qualified to be a pastor, but not qualified to be a deacon.
It's not that not qualified, because we don't have the rules to say that they should be considered a pastor. You see, all our sisters are very submissive, never fight for it. That's why this has never been a problem with
Jesus. Number elder ni nani? Nangu kangali la ni nani?
I'm clear that the elder is in charge of overseeing the work of the church there.
He has a duty to oversee.
The
pastor falls under the elder.
No, there's no such distinction.
That's
why I said in the TJC we don't classify in this way. For us, an elder is most elderly, okay? His movement may not that mobile, so he's stationed in the place. For me,
Sometimes
we see that a brother, a board member, brother, nowadays, Sometimes my body, yeah, but you just took my sanga na umo minine for shot you up on minwe.
Scheduled to speak on Saturday. I'm back. I'm sitting down to listen.
Kuchi ena son tua o aleshimikira kuru kuta pa pesa la tayne na ninji kande kutika kufi alelan.
Okay, listen. Excuse me. I'm here now.
Then you just mean to point it. Fuma ko iye pondi.
Don't do such a thing.
I'll take you to
church. That's why the church.
If it's a miracle,
let me contribute that way. I think the issue is only the way we done the past time. Let us also look at it in a broad way. The Bible has defined an elder as a man of one wife, isn't it? That means it's inclined to a man. But look at the evangelist and the pastor. That's a gift. This is a position. They are told, yes, please, just give me a bit of time. Because what it is here, there is a difference between a position and a gift. Why this Philip was a deacon, his gift was an evangelist. It's clear indicated here. So what I mean is, a preacher, a pastor, that gift is of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does not segregate. He does not, this is a feminine Holy Spirit, this is a masculine Holy Spirit, you know. And the preaching has to come from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, which is one. In Christ Jesus, we are one, there is no female, no male. But this is just the position to look after the church.
That's elder now.
The elder comes in, and we were told in the 8 days, the elder has to present himself. He can even go to the government if need be. That's how the men appeared to be fit for the man to appear before even the court or the whatever, because there is that inclination.
You mean, sorry, hang on, let me finish. You know the guidelines given here, firstly, is to help the church to choose the right people.
Yes.
This is 11, maybe just a clarification here. I'll start from verse 9. Now, Christ ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the air. He who descended is also the one who ascended from far above all the heaven, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, meaning to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. So my main point is here, when Jesus was ascended, He gave some to be apostles, prophets, and evangelists, and pastors, and teachers. I just want a clarification. To me, I see this one to be as a fivefold ministry in which Jesus gave for education of the church. And I see a elder as the focus in the appointment.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
So I want to concur what he was talking about. So to me, what he was trying to bring in, I see that the bishop is the office, not a calling.
But this, which is on verse 11, is a calling. Yes. Pastor is a calling, and the prophet is a calling, apostle is a calling, and teacher is a calling, and evangelist is a calling.
Okay,
so to me, there's a distinct difference between the bishop and the bishop.
Okay, can we read the First Corinthians?
At when we are going to operate upon?
Chapter 12, verse 28.
Okay.
Here it also mentions three.
Apostle?
Prophet?
Teacher?
So I put it this way, follow
yourself,
based on Ephesians 5:4 ministry.
Based
on
Corinthians
3:4.
Where is the
second? That's why to me, No, there's no
like
you say 5-4, but
you know. Yeah, but my team, but he should have been able to get his son or no more. But I have to put a
if you look at this Corinthians
29.
All apostles, all prophets, all teachers, all workers of the university are saved. Is that what
you mean? Mama, that one server, I fit much in.
So that's why to me, all this title or whatever you call it, to us, it's like we are servants, that's it.
If you could in a way to one second, if you ever want to fear, Russia.
So we, to be honest, we do not make a very what, it's like distinctive difference between one from another.
The purple of some of that pushing you, you know, in if you want to say, we don't have to be able to be.
Why? Because Paul can be the person who did all
these jobs. And two, Dr. Paul, why do you want to move it? Why do you want to say?
We tend to what? First Timothy.
You want 1 Timothy?
We read chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
He said he was appointed,
okay? At Asso and Telwe.
And this is not mentioned in the 5-4 ministry.
Asso, Jwajahir and Pamu, Pamu Bombele, Isano, Ishira Yaku, Jungilamo.
He said, I was for the preacher.
At Asso and Telokuwa in Gashimikila.
And then an apostle.
Kari Mutuma.
And then the last bit is a teacher of the church.
At Kavi Kasambisha, Wawena Fiano.
This one is, to me, is the
class,
that's it. Whether you are elder, or whether you are
elder,
pastor, or
you are pastor, not, you
even some of the members can do the work of pastoring better than I do. To be honest, some of them can preach better than I do.
Sometimes
I'm not sure whether I should be called a preacher. They are given the power of the Spirit when they teach people listen. They are just coming to teachers.
They don't even confirm if you ever swim in a.
Obviously, it depends on the need of the church. We need leaders to
lead
the church.
Those people in the apostle rank and so on, also they had wives, as the Bible. So it did not distinct that these people they did not marry. No.
They wanted the difference.
The apostle, they have not a right to take a sister to marry.
Was he not an apostle?
Before an apostle, but he was a member of the Sanhedrin Council, if we follow the history where he came from.
But
in the Sanhedrin Council, they were not allowing somebody who is not married to be a member of that council.
Let me say, you have a woman.
He said, I'm not, I am the Barnabas, I will not the one who have no right to take a sister to the wife. It means him, he decided not to have a wife. But he's not able to say, Pastor, I cannot have a wife. No. That statement, we are not agreeing with you.
Which one? Well, the thing is, what I'm saying, one group is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
That's what I'm saying.
When
the bishop is in office and appointed,
yes.
James became the bishop. He was one of the apostles.
Exactly. That's my in my language, I put it that one is a gift, one is a position. Position, that's what you are calling an office.
Mm.
Yes. But because an elder can be an evangelist, a prophet, a teacher. He cannot just an elder without a gift. Because he's an elder. No, there is no gift as an elder. But there is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
You know, like Peter, he was an apostle. But he also called himself an elder. He was not appointed, call himself an elder.
I understand that, no problem on that point, no problem. But what I understand, there's also a calling. God can call somebody in that work as a minister of God. Nobody can stand and say, I am a minister. No, it's a calling from God.
Elder. Okay.
No, pastor is a calling.
Yes, that's true. That's
so like the elder is the office being appointed.
That's true.
That's
what
the terminology is. That we
correct.
If you look at Peter, why he could have called himself an elder? And Peter, you see, it's like Peter took up some responsibility of some sort.
Of age.
Yes, it's like
of experience.
The leadership thing. So maybe from that angle that he called himself an elder.
But you see, many of the apostles call themselves bond servants, and no one talks about it. You get what I'm saying? This is where the confusion comes in. If everyone talks about one server, everyone will keep on. Stephen, how many times did Paul talk about being a servant?
Being a servant. Many times.
Peter also. Mm. But you see other churches, Keturra churches, they sweep that aside. Don't look at the good ones.
I'm not looking at anyone because
no, I'm not saying about you. I said this.
Where I came from, also, the concept, we were not segregating when it comes to this. And we are not saying a bishop is better than a pastor. No. You see, when it comes to that, it's the same level also. When it comes to that, there's no problem.
To me, in the church, okay, apart from the office, you hold the office, but actually, we are the same.
Yes, that's
why we can eat together.
Yes. It's the same in you, it's the office, it does not make a distinction, it's the bishop is lower than me. No. But what I was trying to say, there's a distinction between a bishop is not a cop. I'm repeating that. But the pastor, those are calling on top of that. Bishop is an office appointed to become a bishop, not a calling. A elder is not a calling.
We'll prove that. We'll look at it. Maybe it's not so. You know, why not Zambia make it a difference? Everyone start calling themselves a slave.
Yes.
Yes, it's better, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, born servant of Christ, that's it. Hallelujah. Everyone is happy. Is it not so?
Mm.
Okay, we pray.
Nah, it's different quiet.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yes.